This is Valley Edition. Yosemite National Park might seem like an ideal place to work, what with some of the most beautiful scenery in the nation, but talk to some of the people who actually work there, and they say it's far from that. In fact, recently, allegations have come out of gender discrimination, sexual harassment, and a hostile work environment. It led last week to an apology from Park Director Don Neubacher, and then his resignation. Here to tell us more is Greg Little, editor of the Mariposa Gazette, who's been following the story. Greg, welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate you being on.
So what exactly is the accusation against Neubacher's reign in Yosemite? He's been there for a few years now, running the park for the last 6 years or so. What are the accusations specifically at Yosemite? Because there's also a larger Park Service story going on, not just at Yosemite, but at Grand Canyon and other parks. Specifically, what's the issue in Yosemite?
Well, I think the issue here is that it's just the environment more than anything, and how the allegations that he's treated the female employees differently than the male employees. That's the big accusation.
And one of the most high-profile cases of this came with one of the heads of fire services in Yosemite testifying in front of a congressional subcommittee about a week and a half ago in Washington, D.C., saying that Neubacher pulled her from the lead investigator's role in charge of the Rim Fire investigation and put one of her subordinates in charge. What is the situation there?
Well, that's where this all kind of came down. I mean, I watched that entire congressional hearing last week, and you could tell from it that something was going to happen over here. I mean, basically, she's alleging sexual harassment when she was at Grand Canyon, when she was working up in Idaho, and then when she came here, that she was put as a head of this fire unit, and then when you know, push came to shove, basically, that he basically shoved her out, put somebody else in charge, and I think all of that kind of led to her going to D.C. and testifying in front of the congressional committee, which led, you know, within a week to the apology letter you talked about and then his resignation.
Was the resignation a shock to people who follow the park closely?
You know, it's kind of been a mixed bag. Some people I've talked to and got emails from said they weren't surprised. Others were very shocked because they've said he's been great to work with, you know, and has been easy to work with over the last 6.5 years. So it's been kind of a mixed bag. But from some of the people that I know that know the park fairly well, I don't think they were shocked at all after the congressional hearing took place. And you could just, it was almost like dominoes once that happened.
And then it was announced the Secretary of Interior's independent investigator was going to come in and look into these cases. Neubacher resigned rather than taking a reassignment, so to speak, in Denver. What's the overall morale like amongst the people who work in Yosemite right now? Many of them, you know, readers of your paper in your community there in Mariposa and El Portal. What's the mood like right now?
It's hard to gauge, but I think, interestingly, I think the mood's fairly positive right now, and especially from some of the people I've talked to, I think they feel this change is positive, and that, you know, the guy who's going to be coming in is from Sequoia National Park, Woody Smack. He was the last assistant superintendent in Yosemite. And it came out during the congressional hearing that when he left 3 years ago, there's never been a replacement. And so there's not been an assistant over there for 3 years. And a lot of people think that's been part of the problem. There's no checks and balances. It's been, you know, basically one person in charge. And so I think the mood's fairly positive, to be honest. I think that the people are looking forward to the change, and hopefully that there'll be, you know, more information coming out of there, and because there are a lot of positive things over there, obviously. I mean, the president was just here a few months ago. So, I mean, there's a lot of positive over there.
And then news came out just yesterday that Neubacher's wife, Patty Neubacher, who was the deputy regional director for Pacific West Region of the National Park Service, overseeing parks in California, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Nevada, Montana, and Hawaii, also tendered her resignation. Was that a surprise? And is that also maybe part of the story here that Neubacher, the superintendent of Yosemite, in some way, and again, I don't have an exact tree of direct reports in the National Park Service here, but was he in essence reporting to his wife?
Yes, and that came out during the hearing last week that, you know, some of the congressmen pointed that out and said, hey, you know, and then the Park Service, the number two guy at the Park Service who was testifying said, well, we've, you know, assigned somebody from the Midwest region to oversee that part of it. So, I mean, it was pretty convoluted, you know, and I don't think it's a shock at all that happened, because once that came out, it's like, well, no wonder, you know, a lot of people were saying, you know, these park employees, and I think there's 18 of them now that have written statements about it, but what they were saying was they would go, you know, over his head to the regional office, and well, it was his wife who they, you know, had to take these complaints to, and then they fell on deaf ears. That was what they were saying. So, no, I don't think it's a shock at all.
It's been a bit of a turbulent year at Yosemite, what with this news that came out and also the ongoing legal battle between Delaware North and Aramark. Is that also part of this story? I know that's more the commercial side of the park versus the actual operations of the rangers and habitat restoration and those sorts of things. But a challenging year overall?
Yeah, it has been. It's been a very interesting year because that happened. You know, the whole beyond the trademarks and the names and all that, you got to understand that when the switch was made from Delaware North to Aramark, it happened overnight. I mean, it was like midnight. Here's the keys, you know. So they've had their challenges in taking over such a big operation. On the other hand, you've had anniversaries. You've had the president here for 5 days. I mean, and in park visitation is at an all-time high. It's absolutely the biggest year on record. So it's again, a mixed bag. It's been quite a year, to say the least.
Yeah. Again, you mentioned the park centennial. This was really supposed to be something of an opportunity for Yosemite to shine, not just in its natural beauty, but in the Park Service itself with the centennial, with the president's visit. Does this cast a shadow on that?
I think somewhat, you know, but I don't know, when I look at it and I, you know, I'm in Mariposa and, you know, thousands of people come through here from all over the world all the time, and I don't think that really plays into what they really want to do. They want to go see the park, you know, so maybe sometimes the politics gets out there, but deep down, or the true essence of all this, over 4.5 million people coming through here every year, they just want to see the park. You know, so I think it's good and bad.
And following up on that note, how much of a difference does the park superintendent really make for the future of the park, both in a big sense, an important sense, and also for the average visitor? Is that something that really impacts their experience in any meaningful way?
I don't think for the average person it does, but I think for, you know, the gateway communities around the park, you know, Mariposa, Oakhurst, there's, you know, several of them. I think it can. I mean, I think if there's openness and, you know, willing to cooperate, and I think the park has, in general, cooperated with the gateway communities, but the economic impact for our communities is enormous. And so, yeah, I think some of those decisions at the top can have an impact in that way. For the average person, I don't think so. But yeah, for the economy, it's huge.
We'll continue to follow this story again. The surprise resignation last week of Yosemite Superintendent Don Neubacher after 6 years on the job at one of the crown jewels of the National Park Service. Allegations of gender discrimination, sexual harassment, and a hostile work environment. And a congressional investigation led to that resignation. Greg Little, editor of the Mariposa Gazette, joining us to talk about that today. Greg, thanks so much for taking the time.
appreciate it. Thanks for having me.